Okay, today at 8 o'clock, there is a trial at the Supreme Court of Rwanda. Then we are waiting for what is going to happen.
Have you been able to get in contact with Laurent Nkunda?
No, I've not got contact with him.
Has the family had any contact with him?
The family, I think, no.
Is he going to be brought into court, and what do you expect?
What we are expecting is a right judgment. That's what we are expecting. But I don't know exactly if he will appear or no. But what we are expecting that to get right judgment is to let him appear at the court. But we are still waiting. We don't know what is going to happen exactly today.
Has the Rwandan government told your family about how he is being treated?
We don't have anybody in the government to deal with this. We are still having, we are saying the Rwandan government, we don't have anybody in the Rwandan government with whom we have discussed this issue.
I heard his lawyer, Stefan Bogun, has been delayed. Is that the case?
I don't know exactly if he has delayed, because we know that he will come. That's what we know. Unless he reaches at 8 o'clock, I don't know if there is anybody who is in contact with him and who has the information that he's going to delay. If this is the case, maybe the one with whom he's working within this case, maybe he will ask the judge to postpone for some hours, but I don't know exactly. But what we know is that 8, the case will start.
How has it been that you've not seen him for a long time? What has been your experience?
My experience is that Rwanda is my country. That's where I am. That's where I live. And it's a country of justice. And you know that he's healthy. General Laurent Nkunda is healthy. And I think that he's well-treated. Even if he has not yet appeared on the court, but we are aware that he's well treated.
Is your family confident in the judicial process in Rwanda?
We are confident. We are confident with the juridical system in Rwanda. Rwanda is a democratic country, a country of law, which respects law. Then we are confident. We have been in Rwanda for a long time. I'm here since 1995, and I know Rwanda very well. Rwanda is with a juridical system which is competent. Then we are waiting for what is going to come out in this case.
Do you expect your uncle to be exonerated or freed with the charges being leveled against him?
Up to now, frankly speaking, I don't know the charges up to now. But I'm sure that he will be let free. That's what I expect, and that's what I think. Because I don't know any charge against him. I don't know any charge against him. Maybe today this will be revealed, the charges. But since we have gone through the tribunal, we have never heard any as a charge to him.